Hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head. See if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out, get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street. Or maybe we just get those gears turning in our own head and see where it takes us. So can you flashback, remember back way back when you were just a wee child in elementary school, is what we called it, somewhere between kindergarten and fifth grade. Ah, heck, even through 12th grade and all the way through high school. Snow days were awesome. Waking up, hearing the news that school's canceled. Parents yelling at you, making sure you're going to stay out of trouble while they go to work. Or sometimes it's bad enough that the boss tells them that they don't have to work. And then you're stuck with your parents all day. Oh, the misery. They still kick you outside. Go make some snow angels. Go make some snowmen. Throw snowballs, not at cars. It's a little bit different when you're an adult, having some snow days, watching things how they kind of all unfold. I didn't get very many snow days out in Washington. I lived in too easy a spot to be able to get to work, and management knew about my location and how well I was able to drive and their confidence in my driving ability. Oh, don't worry, Billy Bones will show up. Oh, being reliable. Such a curse. But there were plenty of people out in Washington that are privileged enough to be able to work from home, earn their paycheck from their home office. And that's their skill. Good for them. Sometimes I think I should have tried that myself. That's okay. I've got plenty of jobs to do at home. But last week was a snow day. I didn't do anything. It was fantastic. Well, I did more than nothing, but I was not productive in the very usual sense. I embraced the snow day. I embraced that PJs all day, except for going out and shoveling the driveway. Ugh. I knew in Washington we got snow, so I had a snow shovel. Leaving for Tennessee. Tennessee's in the south. They don't get snow down there. I was wrong. 2 years in a row, we got snow. Gonna need to buy myself a snow shovel now instead of just a square shovel. But I got the driveway scraped. That was enough. Called that it. And then went back inside and wore my PJs. Drank my hot cocoa. I was lazy. And it's not that this city is unprepared for snow days. I think they are on par with preparedness, just not fiscally as solvent as the Seattle area. Seattle area seem to have more money to go out and have plows to go out and clear the main roads and the extra long drags. And eventually, you know, about a weekend, they'd finally get to the neighborhoods. And here in Knoxville, they kept all the main thoroughfares done, clear. And in the neighborhoods, in town, they did some clearing, helping people be able to get around a little bit. But as soon as you start approaching the sticks, which really isn't that far from the center of downtown, you throw a rock or two and be able to start hitting sticks, no problem. Snow plows will do very little out here. Out in Washington, all of the hills, giant, giant hills. If you're going to start one hill, you're going to be going up and down that hill for quite a while. Whereas out here, you got short little bursts of hills. You got dips and whoops. You're flying up and around. And so while in Washington, you might have one whole side of a mountain get sun. You'll have your little patches of snow that get left over and turn to ice. But just so you can make it up that hill, just to realize that the sun will never touch or won't touch that other side of the hill for until the other half of the day. Here in Tennessee, here in Knoxville, a little bit different when you go western Tennessee, a little bit flatter out there. Who knows how all those roads are. Got venturing to do in the future. But out here in Knoxville, all these dips and whoops, you've got spots that see sun and spots that'll never see sun. You've got trees, even though they don't have any leaves on them, they block off just enough sun so that way the roads stay just covered. And if you can make it out of the neighborhood and you make it down to the main drag, you can get around just fine. But if you're not prepared to be able to drive, you're just going to get stuck. It's terrifying. Even some people with four-wheel drive, just the way the snow compacted this last week, made it so that way. Even my truck, my four-wheel drive, not that I have a very steep driveway, but it was just steep enough that I could just barely get my wheels off the road. So that was the reason I had to shovel the driveway, so that way I could get my truck completely off the road. But watched one of my neighbors the other day, after the initial snowstorm, trying to come home, and everybody had compacted the snow and wasn't able to make the corner. Just enough to not make it happen. Carpooling with the coworker this morning, hearing about his neighborhood, how he had on his half of the neighborhood some guy out there shoveling, clearing out a main intersection so that way people could safely enter and exit. Just enough of a hill so that way people couldn't get moving. Saw that with another pickup truck driving home the other day. They stopped at the wrong spot. Looks flat. It's not flat. Spinning their tires. Had to back down and try it again. But people on the other side of my coworker's neighborhood complaining that no one's done anything. City hasn't come through and plowed anything. Well, I say that's on you. You want your neighborhood plowed. You want it taken care of. Do some teamwork. Help out. Chip in. Pick up a shovel. Borrow someone else's shovel. Give someone a break because they've been out there shoveling. That was actually a part of a news story this morning. Wish I had thought about that before sitting down. Go off and clip it. But a neighborhood here in Knoxville, some of the older people were out shoveling their driveways, shoveling their sidewalks, making sure that they could get around. And then they started going around talking to everybody else and helping everybody out. And pretty soon their general neighborhood was clear and passable. Whether or not you want to take a rally car through there, just depends on what you're trying to do. Grandma could drive through the neighborhood, essentially. And it brought a sense of community and camaraderie. I really should have brought that clip. As opposed to the cantankerousness of the neighbors, of the neighborhood, because the city, the government, didn't do something. When I was in Washington, lived at an intersection myself, or right at the intersection, not in the intersection. And it's not that I was afraid of people sliding off the road and sliding into my yard or hitting my house, but the thought was there. The concern was not there, but people leaving a main drag to come down into my neighborhood, I wanted to make sure that there was a safe spot for them to be able to turn in before they hit that patch of ice, that compacted snow from all the other people in the neighborhood driving on top of it, compacting it down. And also, more selfish for me, so that way when I want to leave my road, which had a slight uphill, I had a means to have traction. So I'd go out, scrape away the first 12, 20 feet, somewhere in there, of road, both lanes, personal safety, selfishness, leave the rest of the road. I'm not shoveling the rest of the road by hand. I need a snowplow for that. Don't have any money for that. Don't have time. No one would thank me anyways. Did enough. And I knew everybody else was at least happy about it. Helpful. Again, being helpful for the neighborhood, whether or not they knew it was me, didn't matter. I wanted people to be safe. I wanted to be safe. After shoveling my driveway here, though, not enough energy to go out and shovel the rest. Oh, the woes of the snow day. I'm feeling guilty. But it's just me. Hurt my arm shoveling. Excuses. Can't be injured. Barely scraping by on money as it is, but it's my choice. It's what I did. It's how I've chosen to do this. This is my fault. And so making sure that I'm healthy and active or available enough for my job, because I'm not one of those keyboard warriors going out programming the Skynet to take over. Just out there breaking my back. But the snow day was also something that was needed. My weekends, my Saturdays and Sundays. If I'm not working on Saturday, I usually reserve for working here at home, working on the woodworking job. Still in the middle of a refinishing the tabletop job, but it's looking nice. It's coming along. I'll have to post some pictures on the regular SOSMEDs. Everybody can see what's going on. Because I didn't do any on the snow days. I took the snow days to heart. Those days where you have to sit down, you have to unplug, you have to care for yourself. You can't burn the candle at both ends all of the time. I didn't go out and make snow angels. Wanted to roll a snowman up, but I didn't. Didn't have the energy. Because that was only on the first day that we had the snow. Second day, there was no getting out of the PJs. If I had a fireplace, I would have been stoking that thing up. Might have even toasted some marshmallows. But the snow was on its way out now. And even before the snow was on its way out, I had to go back to work. I got my 2 days off. It was slick enough. It was icy enough. It was tough enough to get around. It was okay. The boss was okay giving me those 2 days off. I had to work the rest of the week, such as it goes. And now that the snow is gone, it's back to the grind. I did my work this weekend in the garage. Nice and toasty warm. Luckily, last garage, not so much. This garage, a little bit warmer. Because I do work. I work a lot of hours. I work less hours now than I did back in Washington. Because I'm able to take more time for myself, but I still don't take enough time for myself. I don't take enough time to relax. And so those days where you're forced to relax. Washington State, the weather is just even enough all the way around the year. There's days you don't want to be outside, but you can be outside. Totally be outside. There's a handful of days where you shouldn't be outside because it's just too nasty out. Didn't stop my job from making me work. Always reporting to work. The only time I had off work. A handful of holidays. And here in Tennessee, I guess I get some snow days. Get some days where it's just too cold, too miserable out. Don't do anything. Because there's also days in the summer where it's too hot. Don't go outside. Don't even think about peeking past that window. Sun will burn your retinas out. And so do people in Arizona. Do they have Sundays? Not the go-to-church Sundays, but the days where it's just too hot. You don't do anything. Siesta all day. I know that Montana, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Maine. What's a snow day? Better be 13 feet high. Can't even open up your front door without the snow plowing in through your front door. That's a good reason to have a snow day there. But everybody there is prepared. Everybody's got chains in the back of their trucks. Chains on their cars. Not cables. We're talking chains. Front wheel drive. Chunk, 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 chunk. I don't know the landscape. I'm sure there's hills and whoops and dips to get around places. But I'm sure they built the roads just a little bit better to be able to handle the snow plows. Or maybe there's a snow plow in every neighborhood. There's Jimbo down the street. Got himself that snowplow. Don't worry. He'll take care of the neighborhood. We just throw him a couple bucks. Get that teamwork going so that way everybody can have a productive day. Get to work. For those of us that can't afford the day off. For those of us that need to go to the grocery store. Forgot to go to the grocery store. Take your kids to school because you're in the one county. You're just over that county line and their school is open. But yours isn't, or however it works. But the winter is still young. I think we still got 2 months to go for winter. Maybe you'll get yourself a snow day. You'll get on the extra pair of wool socks. Get your sweatpants on, your sweatshirt. Sit in front of the TV or the fire. Or maybe you'll go out and you'll make your snow angels. You'll have a blast and throw snowballs. And have that moment in the day or that week to not have a care. To let it all go. To embrace the beauty that snow, maybe you're one of those smart people that lives where there's no snow ever. Sounds like a good idea. I didn't move here for snow. That's okay. It is what it is, and I'm pretty sure I'll survive. Because it's just a snow day. The weather changes day to day, week to week, month to month. And pretty soon, it's going to be the middle of July. And I'm going to have myself a sundae. And I'm Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noauthority.social. I've got a website, billybones.com. Remember that it's spelled with the number 3 instead of the letter E. And there you can find a link to show notes. Not too many today. But there's also links to past episodes and the show notes that are contained within for them as well. There's a link for email. There's a link for SoundCloud. There's a link for this business called Tabletop Woodworks. Go ahead, check that out. See what I'm selling on Etsy. Simple and easy enough storefront for me to get my products out there. But there's also a link that says Value for Value. I release this podcast free of charge, no paywalls, no sponsors, no ads, no one telling me what I can or cannot say, in hopes that you find value out of it. And if you did find value out of the single episode or the entire catalog, thank you, fantastic, I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else finds a talking point, finds a reason to go out and make a snow angel, or go out and get a sundae. But if you found that this show, this podcast, my efforts, were worth a monetary value, be that the US dollar or Satoshis, teeny tiny bits of Bitcoin, I take both. You have to find a number that is meaningful to you, a reason that, or a number, you know, be it a beer or a snowplow. Buy me a snowplow, that'd be awesome. Maybe just a snow shovel. Find a number that works for you. You go to the website, billybones.com. Scroll down, you click that value for value button. It'll take you to PayPal. You chip in, you donate, you support the show in a number that you feel is appropriate. Like our first executive producer today, Oystein Berge, who sends in $49.99. Was this supposed to be an anonymous donation, sir? I hope not, because you are on the list. Oystein says, thank you for a great show, Billy Bones. I listen randomly whenever I hear you on the No Agenda stream. Always great to listen to your reflections over things in life. Helps me reflect over things as well. I'm glad I could help you out, Oystein. Thank you very much for your support. I'm glad we can all reflect together, and hopefully I can find more things for us to reflect about in the future. Next up in the executive producer donation slots is Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley, sending in his $15 monthly donation. Thank you very much, sir. Number three on the executive producer slot. I have no excuses not to buy a snow shovel now. $10 from Dame Slamy. And she says, from Dame Slamy, thank you for a walk through the mine. You're very welcome. Thank you for your $10 donation. Thank you for your support. And then we move on to Satoshis. Full on list today. Sending in 23,773 Satoshis is Mr. Darren O'Neill. You can find him on several podcasts. Planet Rage. Planet Rage. Random Thoughts. RANDUMB Thoughts. Grumpy Old Ben's. Unrelenting. And the Rock and Roll Pre-Show. And when he's not doing that, he's actually doing art for the No Agenda Show. This man does everything. It's crazy. Support him. Find him. Again, Planet Rage, Random Thoughts, Grumpy Old Ben's, Unrelenting, Rock and Roll Pre-Show. He sent in that Satoshis because we were talking about me hand shoveling the driveway. Sent that $10 worth of Satoshis in, saying, plow that bitch, because I would like to buy a little plow for my little garden tractor, so that way I don't have to shovel. I'll buy a garden shovel or snow shovel for the meantime, though. And then, streaming in through Podverse on last week's episode, Role Models, KR, streamed in 238 donations, our final executive producer. Thank you very much. And thank you to all you out there listening. Thank you for tuning in. I hope it was a good time. I hope you, again, found something worth getting those gears turning on. Maybe you're just going to go out there and shovel your driveway. But thank you very much for listening. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.